It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. This is the Friday edition of the program. All week long on Fresh Oil, I've been teaching you about the seven feasts of Israel, the seven holidays that God gave to send Israel a snapshot of what Messiah would be like and the things he would fulfill when he would come to this earth. You know, those feasts come together to really help us understand something that is often confusing to many Christians. Have you ever wondered where the tradition of Good Friday came from? How in the world did we ever get that Jesus died on a Friday? Surely the Bible tells us that, right? No, it doesn't. Luke 23, this is where it comes from. Joseph of Arimathea, he comes to Pilate, and he asked if he can bury the body of Jesus. And it says this in verse 53. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb, cut out in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was the preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. Now, I've shared with you that Jews begin their day at sunset. They don't begin at midnight like we do. It begins at sunset because God said in Genesis, and the evening and the morning was the day. Now, the tradition of Good Friday was handed down to us by the Catholic Church, and the Church has embraced this concept without ever researching it. But friend, it's impossible to reconcile the words of Jesus in Matthew 12:40 when he said, "For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." So Jesus is referring here to a 72-hour period, 3 days and 3 nights, 3 24-hour periods. With the Good Friday concept, the most you could have Jesus in the grave is 36 hours, half the time that he said he would be there. So do we believe the words of Jesus? Do we believe tradition? Now, I shared with you, Luke 23:53 said, Joseph comes to the Pilate, he asks him to take the body of Jesus and bury it, and it said it was the preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. And since the Sabbath day is Saturday, the preparation day then would be Friday, the day before. So Christ had to be crucified on a Friday, right? Wrong. You see, we have studied all week about seven other special Sabbath days. And so you must understand the Jewish roots to really understand how Jesus died, not on a Friday, but on a Wednesday afternoon, was placed in the grave as Thursday was just about to begin at sunset. See, the Bible tells us in Leviticus 23, there are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh is a Sabbath, a day of sacred assembly. You're not to do any work. Wherever you live, it's a Sabbath to the Lord. But in Leviticus 23, God goes on to give us seven more special Sabbaths that occur annually. And these are called high holy days, Moedim, divine appointments that God made to show us a day in the life of Christ, the full redemption plan of God for the Jews and for you and I. Three Sabbaths were in the spring, one Sabbath in the summer, and three Sabbaths in the fall. These special Sabbaths were to reveal Messiah to the Jewish people. And by observing these holidays and these rituals that were involved, they would see Messiah in the celebration, and therefore they would recognize him when he comes. Now, the spring Sabbath would be fulfilled by Jesus exactly on the days given by God in Christ's first coming. The summer Sabbath was fulfilled when God sent the Holy Spirit exactly on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Acts chapter 2. And then these three fall Sabbaths, as we learned yesterday, will be fulfilled by Jesus in his second coming. Now, to understand what I call the Good Friday hoax, we have to begin with understanding how God views the days. See, in Genesis 1:5, it says, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. So God begins his day with evening, And then comes the morning, 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. Jesus himself reiterated this in John 11:9. It said, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. So the Jewish day begins at sunset. So from sunset on Friday till sunset on Saturday would be called Saturday. And we know, according to Luke 23, that Jesus was placed in the grave just before sunset. Now, while the Bible does not say which day of the week he was crucified, we can figure it out by seeing when he comes out of the tomb. And then you back up 72 hours. Jesus would have come out of the grave at sunset because that's the time he went in. He said 3 days and three nights he wouldn't stay there any longer than he had prophesied. So when is Christ first seen out of the grave? To find this, you go to Luke 24 and the first three verses, and this is what it says. On the first day of the week, that would have been Sunday, very early in the morning, it was probably still dark, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Now, Mark 16:2 gets a little more specific about the time. He said, very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise. So this was when he was first seen by the women, early Sunday morning before sunrise. But again, we know by the time they went to the tomb, he would have come out Saturday night. But people were home observing the Sabbath, so they didn't see him till they came the next morning. While this is thought to be radical, and some people think, boy, Keith, how can you challenge tradition? Oh, I do it all the time. Remember, Sunday morning's resurrection would not fit 3 days and three nights. Jesus would have had to stay an extra 12 hours in the grave, nor would he come out an extra 36 hours early like the concept of Good Friday. Now, let's get to the heart of the matter on when Christ was crucified. Remember, we were handed down the Good Friday concept from the Catholic Church because of Luke 23:53-54. That's when he said, then they took it down, the body, wrapped it in a linen cloth, placed it in a tomb, cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was the preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. Now remember, according to Leviticus 23, there was one weekly Sabbath, which occurred every seventh day, every Saturday, and that would have been observed from Friday night sunset till Saturday night sunset, evening and morning. But there were seven other special Sabbaths, according to Leviticus 23. Was this a regular Sabbath, or was this a special Sabbath that was drawing near, requiring them to get his body off the cross before sunset when the new Sabbath was going to occur? Well, John's Gospel tells us in John 19 and verse 31. This is a very important verse to understand this and get a hold of this. This is what it says. Now, it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. And because the Jews did not want the bodies left on the crosses, during the Sabbath they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. So as Christ's body was on the cross and the Sabbath was drawing near at sunset, it was not going to be the Saturday Sabbath that was about to break, but it was one of the special Sabbaths according to John. It would have been one of the three spring feast days. Now we just have to know which one it was. Was it Passover? Was it unleavened bread? Or was it the Feast of First Fruits? Well, John 19 and verse 14 said it was the day of preparation of Passover week, and about the sixth hour, here is your king, Pilate said to the Jews, but they shouted, take him away, crucify him. So now we see that the Sabbath that was drawing near was that special Sabbath of Passover that occurred on the 14th day of Aviv, also called Nisan, Nisan 14 or Aviv 14. Nisan was the Babylonian name. Aviv was a Hebrew name, which means spring. So when would have Jesus been crucified? He would have been crucified on the preparation day, just 3 hours before Passover would have drawn near. And as the high priest was outside the city walls, slitting the throat of a lamb for the sins of Israel, God's spotless lamb, Yeshua, was dying on the cross. In Luke 22, verse 15, Jesus was celebrating the Passover feast early with his disciples. Remember, he said, I eagerly desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Notice that. It finds fulfillment. So the Passover feast found its fulfillment in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Remember, John the Baptist introduced him as, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." He told them, "This bread is my body, which is broken for you. This cup, it's the new covenant in my blood." So remember, we know he would have come out of the grave at sunset, because that's when he went in the grave. So the women came to find an empty tomb early Sunday morning while it was still dark, but he would have come out at sunset just hours before. And so now let's back up 3 days and three nights. Now we see that Christ had to be crucified Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon, it was dark from noon till 3 o'clock, as God had to turn his head and he couldn't look upon the sin that his son took upon himself, all my sin. It broke the heart of God. And then Jesus was placed in the grave just before sunset, because the new day would begin, Nisan 14, Passover. Notice how every day Jesus was in the grave was a Sabbath day. It's so neat. Just 2 years ago, the days lined up the same. Sometimes, like this past year, they were really off this last spring, because we follow something, a different calendar, and so it's just totally was messed up. But sunset Wednesday till sunset Thursday was day one, Passover Sabbath. Sunset Thursday till sunset Friday was day two, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And then sunset Friday till sunset Saturday was the Sabbath day, the Saturday Sabbath, Yom Shabbat, the day of rest. God lined it up where the first 2 days before the Saturday Sabbath were the first two holidays that he had Israel celebrate. Jesus was our Passover. He was our unleavened bread, born in Bethlehem, the house of bread. Jesus, the bread of life, took our sins so that God could see us holy and blameless. And then sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, it was the Saturday Sabbath, Yom Shabbat. He is our spiritual rest. No longer do we have to work for our salvation. No longer do we have to try and keep all the commandments in order to be good enough. Christ took our sin and he became our Sabbath rest. And then sunset Saturday to sunset Sunday was the Feast of First Fruits. And so Christ came out of the grave and he fulfilled the prophecy he gave when they asked him for a prophecy or a sign. He said, "As Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights." I think that is so amazing, my friend. As that Jewish high priest came waving the feasts, the first fruits of the harvest before God, God was waving his son Jesus, the first fruits of our resurrection. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Now you say, "Keith, what's so important about these Jewish feasts? Why would we as Christians need to know this?" My friend, in the old, the new is contained. But in the new, the old is explained. When you begin to understand the concept of these seven holidays that God gave to Israel to observe, you get a wonderful picture of Messiah Jesus, Yeshua, who himself took our sins and bore all of our sins upon the cross so that we could find forgiveness of sin and salvation. So the hoax of Good Friday, you say, "Keith, why would you say that?" Because again, friend, if I can't believe the words of Jesus when he said, "As Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights," how can I trust him for my salvation? How can I trust him for my eternal life in heaven if I don't believe he told me the truth then? When Jesus made that statement, friend, you can mark it down. He was in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And God, by his power of the Holy Spirit, raised Jesus from the dead and brought him out of the grave. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil, my friend. I hope you enjoyed this teaching on the seven feasts of Israel. Walk in grace. God loves you, my friend. He really, really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.